As vaccine eligibility expands, many are struggling to get appointments, while the non-English speaking community is facing double the challenges. According to the Illinois Department of Public Health, 87.2% of administered vaccine doses have gone to white residents in McLean County. IDPH is also reporting 3.91% to Black or African American residents, 2.59% to Asian residents, and 2.29% Hispanic or Latino residents have received doses in McLean County. McLean County Health Department Public Affairs Coordinator Marianne Manco explains which resources are available for non-English speakers.
So we do have a COVID call center for those who might need additional assistance. It is area code 309-888-5600, and it's open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, and we do have Spanish-speaking call center operators who can assist.
Manco says the call center helps individuals who may not have access to internet or a computer.
Then, when our Spanish speakers arrive at the vaccine clinic, we also have Spanish-speaking staff who are helping to organize the clinic, and we also have Spanish-speaking vaccination nurses who can discuss in detail about the vaccination and just let people know what kind of side effects and things that they might be able to expect.
The health department has additional tutorials on how to book vaccines online in both English and Spanish. The Immigration Project Welcoming Center Manager, Hannah Miswani, explains why it is important to have these resources available.
I think that a lot of the times for folks who do speak and read and write English fluently, we sort of forget that that's not the case for many people in our community. Even those for whom English is a first language, literacy rates might not be what one might presume to be the case for folks.
She describes the challenges range from not speaking or understanding English fluently to even struggling to use a phone.
We need to be sure that everyone of every language ability is able to access all of the relevant information so they can make informed decisions, because we want folks to be informed. We want them to consent to vaccination because we want them to be able to live their lives just as freely as anybody else.
She says the Immigration Project has created a welcoming center. At the center, they offer referrals to social services ranging from financial support, translation, and even interpretation. She advises residents to reflect on their own network of resources the next time they go out.
Like, try and figure out the things that make Bloomington normal home for you and how we can broaden them and make them a bit more inclusive to folks who are immigrants who might not have the same language skills.
For WZND and WZND.com, I'm Maritza Navar-Lopez.